Ah, yes, indeed. For our audio audience, welcome for the first time today as Richie. Oh, that was an awful voice. It wasn't Richie Bennett.
Shocking.
It
wasn't Richie.
Our KO audience, welcome back. This is where we now concentrate on the games, and we have another eight to get through here. Before we get to these game by game, anything we noticed over the week in terms of looking ahead from a grand point of view? You talked about Penrith. You're more confident than ever.
I go back to 1990, right? Canberra, ironically, with Craig Bellamy, they beat the Panthers. The year following, Panthers win their first ever comp, right? 30 years on, we may see the same thing where two teams go back-to-back in a grand final with a result. 30 years, it'll be the 30-year anniversary since 1991.
Big chance.
So big chance of that happening. You think about what Panthers have achieved since then. They rushed home in that grand final. So you could be excused for saying, okay, well, they turned up to the grand final, overwhelmed, take you on the Melbourne Storm.
Mm.
They got stuck in the blocks, but they flashed home, right? So they now turn up this year if they're going to be there knowing we can do this. Since then, a number of them have won a State of Origin series. Mm-hmm. James Fisher-Harris and To'o were not there against a major contender being South Sydney. They blew past them with 25 unanswered points. Penrith didn't have that superstar kid, which they have now in Burton.
Mm.
I do like the fact that Charlie Staines has made way for Crichton on the wing, whether that's Momorowski or Naden. They've gone with Momorowski for the time being. I'm very, very certain in my head they win this competition. I think the $3.50 is an amazing bet. That's how I see it. But just on best bets, Stan, now, we have to tip in every single game at the line. Now, clearly, that's not how we would punt. We're not backing every single tip we have at the line. However, our best bets, if you had $1 on each of our best bets this year, you would have outlaid $69.
Right.
You would have returned $101. That is plus 47% across the board, every tip.
What's the doco, a gambling doco in the States? I think I've talked about it before. I forgot what it was called. But it focused on punditry and the people that, what do they call them, touters.
Oh, yes.
They're professionals.
They sell their tips.
Yeah. And, you know, they consider 57%. That's what a professional aims for, 57% return, which is basically $4 for every seven, 4 in 7 victories.
So next year at the line, just on that, and that's what they're talking about at the line. So if you get 57% at the line, that's what those touters are talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So next year, with us giving our tips, we should actually nominate whether we're playing or not. So we are tipping in each and every game. However, we wouldn't necessarily be playing in each and every game. So there might be 3 or 4 at the line that we say, yep, I'm in on this one.
But what I'm saying is to return 47% on 147% is astonishing.
Over 69 bets.
So well done, everyone. Yeah, we don't pat ourselves on the back enough for that stuff. Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd be on social media, not me, but as Sportsbet, every day, saying, look at these blokes, you should follow their bets. Now we've said that, watch us go arse up for the rest of the season with
nothing
their best bets.
Now. Yeah,
nothing absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Surer. But thank you for mentioning that, because I was just going to brush by that, but it's a point very well worth making. You've still got all the markets, Sean. We won't go through them in detail, but top 8, top 4.
Yep.
We all think Manly top 4, don't we? Although the Roosters, basically, their top 4 is this week. They play South. They beat South. And I got this sneaky feeling they're going to get close. They'll make the 4. Well, likely to.
There's another factor there for your... We'll get to the Manly game in a bit. But if the Chooks do turn up on Friday night and beat South, then that game against the Bulldogs for Manly is... doesn't mean anything.
Mm.
So it's a very tricky round. Excuse me.
Roosters, have Canberra in the last round, so not out of the realms that they could drop that game.
Mm.
But if Manly, I don't know if that's going to affect Manly though. The way they play, the joy that they play with.
But that line's getting to, it could be 30.5 by the time we get published.
I'm stunned it's not in the 30s
now. I know.
I'm stunned. I've looked at 40 and 50. Let's go to our first game. There's no 40-50 point line here. Newcastle versus Gold Coast. Can we do Sean's under for Canterbury-Newcastle?
Yes.
Bet of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Never in doubt.
Nah.
I also was on that, but you declared that as your best bet. I've never watched a game more comfortable about it.
It's great when it's an easy watch, isn't it?
Yeah.
The unders.
There was an early try Newcastle had denied. Had that, it might have been Hommel Hunt. That might have just changed the things, but once you got 20 minutes in and it was 6-0, you just knew.
But the problem with the unders, it's a horrible way to bet.
Shocking.
Oh, terrible.
Like, your best moment of the game is when a team's on the attack makes an error.
Mm.
That's your virtual try.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shocking bet.
You know what's worse? I've sacked now. So we come on air on Thursday and I've gone Jaden Campbell to score, Harry Grant to score. The hard work's done. Tick, tick, tick. 40-1. Mm. And all these punters are coming with me, right? And all we need now,
disciples.
All we need now is 1-12 for the Storm. And they're trailing, and I thought this is beautiful because 13 plus was my worry. They were trailing, bang, 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 bang. Pat puts that kick over from the corner, and it was the ugly looking kick, and then it slides in, and I knew at that moment that kick would come back to beat me. They win by 14.
And didn't Gold Coast have a shot?
Fogarty.
And it smashed into the post.
Yeah.
So
what I'm saying is the 1-12 is a shocking bet too, because you're cheering. You don't know who you're cheering. You keep changing your mind.
I know, it's awful. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, the problem with Penrith, with 1-12, and the problem I encounter with Penrith South is you are always one score away from one converted try away from losing that bet.
That's
always,
right.
You are never in a buffer zone.
That's right.
All right, Newcastle, let's go again. Newcastle versus Gold Coast. We've got a little sidetracked here. This is a fascinating game.
Mm.
Dave Clemmer is out, and the Titans now... Firming.
Something's happened here as we record. I think someone's out for Newcastle here for this push, and we're trying to find out.
Okay, so we're recording Wednesday 11:30.
When we walked in, that was $1.85 Newcastle. They're now $2.05, $1.77.
Clemmer was last night, or
that was already known.
He wasn't even named in the 21. So yeah, okay. So we're efforting there to find out. But as we speak, Titans now are giving 1.5 points start. It was the other way as we prepared for this.
Mm.
Joel, the Knights have won their last four, none of those against top eight teams. They're still the number 15 attack in the comp. And Gold Coast absolutely smashed the Titans back in round five. It was one of Dave Fafita's big days. But their record against top eight teams is pathetic, 1-10. So this is a very evenly matched. In fact, while Joel's doing that, Sean, you kick us off.
I'm trying to look up Barry Toohey. If there's anything for the Knights, I'll
go
straight to Amy and Barry Toohey, because he's usually, there's nothing said here, so I don't know what's going on.
I doubt it'll just be a little mark correction. I think someone will be out there, so we'll try and dig that up. You mentioned the Knights attack, and this had a lot to do with the bet against the Bulldogs.
Mm.
I'd be looking at the unders here, and in a lot of games, again, we keep saying it, there's been a change. The market hasn't adjusted enough as of yet. I think a lot of these games are back to 44.5-point games, but you're still getting 50s. Five went under last week. Of the three that went over, it was the first game of the round, the Storm game, just got there. Sharks, Tigers, there was only 20 points in that first half, so it was tracking well, and then there was 50 in the second. We all know what happened there. The other game sailed over easy. So I still think there's a bit of an angle for unders punters.
Well, the general line was about what 43-44 used to be. Now, if it's below 50, it's unusual.
Well, Roos's South is 48.5.
Well, that's too high.
Well, that's low these days. Yeah. The number, isn't it?
Yeah,
but it feels too high, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. Anyway, sorry, Sean.
This one as well. Knights just need one more win to make the semis. And Titans probably need to win both. So this is a bit of a finals like game. So I can't see it being hugely high scoring. So I'll be back in the unders. I actually don't know which way I want to lean in this game at all. Let's go. I'm going to follow the money. Let's go Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go Titans too. No Clemmer, no Daniel Safidi. Bit of big timber out. You got the bench of Mo Fonawaker's back. Tino's there. Fafita's there. So I'll go the Gold Coast Titans for me, Dan.
I love that Peachy is at six.
Yeah.
And Taylor's been punted.
Yep. Well, I love that too.
We need to see more Tyrone Peachy.
Yep.
Frankly.
I don't know if it's six is the answer. Surely Sexton comes
in. Well, I think moving forward, Jaden Campbell has been so impressive. Well, gets another offseason.
You want Brimson in the six, do you?
I think that's going to have to be their future. Mm. We're getting to a point where you can't leave Jaden Campbell out.
Yep.
He scored tries last week that I don't think anyone else in that team had the ability to
that's
score.
That's 6 cents, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. So I'll take Gold Coast here. I'll take Gold Coast here. I think Newcastle, it's a false economy. They're going to fall into the finals, but 11-11 doesn't seem right, does it? Yeah. Are they that much better than the 9-13 teams? Are they that much better than Canberra, Cronulla, Gold Coast? I'm not sure. Gold Coast have more
second
to play
worst,
for.
Second worst attack
that's
in,
right.
in the comp. Like,
that's
it,
right.
It's glaring.
We go to the so we're all on Gold Coast here?
Yeah,
okay.
Very tricky game.
Another one that's tricky here, Warriors versus Canberra, 6 p.m. Warriors, $2.75. They beat the Canberra round three. How long ago does that feel? Remember that Saturday afternoon where Canberra ran up a big lead, 25-6, but their bench was empty, and then Roger, I think, scored right at the death or was part of the try that got them there, and they won 34-31. That feels like it was 6 years ago. 6.5 is the line for Canberra, who are $1.45 head-to-head, 6.5 at the line. I'm sick of going against the Warriors, frankly, because every time I think they're about to fall off and give up, they just keep fighting. They keep fighting. And similarly, I'm sick of them saying, well, this is the one they'll win.
Well,
they should have beaten Brisbane. Bloody Reece Walsh's goal kicking killed them. What a great game that was on Sunday afternoon, by the way.
Fascinating that Sean O'Sullivan had been winning games. He was working for them. They brought Chad back. Chad's none from four. Chad's yet to win in a Warriors jumper.
Oh, don't tell him. He'll just absolutely.
He's none from four.
Forget it, but the type of performances that have been. I know, like, wins and loss columns can be deceiving, but he was terrible. And more needs to be said about this signing by the Cowboys.
Okay, so why won't we see Nick Arima with O'Sullivan this week? He's on the bench. That's what we'll see, won't we?
Remind me, did Harris Tavita get injured?
No, I think he's just out of the... I think he's just out.
Yeah.
But Nick Arima's back.
So he's not just, even in the 21, Harris Tavita.
No. But do you expect that? Like, looking ahead to next year, you don't need Chad there. You want Sean with Nick Arima, don't you?
You just don't want Chad there.
Well, here's the thing. They're still fighting. He's in the Ormerod 13 with... the Singleton boy, Kieran Holland, he's in your phone.
We tied a few players along the way.
He's in that team. But they're still in the mix, even though it's unlikely they're going to play finals. They've still got to play. They can't be playing for next year just yet. I would agree with you, Joel. That
Warriors for me, boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt Frawley is the seven. Sam Williams has been dropped here. I'm going to take Canberra. But again, with absolutely no confidence here. Canberra,
does it not concern you the noise that's come out with Hodgson supporting Curtis Scott? It's a leaky, leaky ship. By the way, Canberra have got one more win than the Tigers this year. Why have they been so preserved? Why are the poor old Tigers getting whacked after whack? They've had one more win, the Raiders, who many had them in the top four.
Well, if Canberra had more go against them this year, but hang on, the Tigers... You're going to defend your poor old Tigers.
No, I'm not going to defend them. I'm saying they've been more disappointing than the Tigers.
I can't disagree with that. But the Tigers, when they get beat, they get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Last week was possibly in the top three for worst performances of the year by any team. Those tackles, that Mulitalo try, where he just brushed through, was the most pathetic try of the year. Good on Ronaldo, and would have been great to call it. You would have gone, off your tree because he beat six defenders.
Yeah.
But some of the worst tackling you've ever seen. And by the way, here's a Bambi, Ronaldo. And I know we're not doing Cronulla, but I'm going off track here. I think there is an integrity issue
about gifting trials.
You can't do that.
No.
You cannot do that. And now here's my problem. I have no problem with Ronaldo doing it. I have a problem with the NRL letting it go. Now, I didn't have...
No, I actually agree with that. I agree with that. And not only that, like last year with South Sydney gifting it to AJ and deciding on NRL top try scorers and that.
Now, you could argue, hey, if you want to take the risk, good luck to you. Like, there is a risk in throwing a pass. and we don't put this game on for punters, but the NRL accepts money from gambling organisations. Now, I think there would have been some punters that would have had Ronaldo for a hat-trick.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So they have been absolutely robbed. And, you know, I know Ronaldo did a nice thing after the game, but I just thought that deserved special mention. But while ever the game allows that stuff to happen... And do you want that to be your first try if you're Luke Metcalf? Yeah. He's ended up scoring one anyway.
I was thinking that. Yeah, I'd feel you'd feel like a bit of a dick, wouldn't you? Yeah. Come on. Anyway.
And I mean, everyone ripped into Tom for passing to his brother. Try was disallowed anyway. They in the 66-0 win over Canterbury. How was this any different? Anyway, I've got that off my chest.
I thought you might have had Ronaldo in the gun for giving away his boots after the game.
No, I didn't.
Cameras
see
that. There.
Oh, right. Nah, I can't. He's got the broken jaw. Good kid.
Oh, the broken jaw say. What are you anti this? Hang on.
No. I'm anti people doing stuff purely when there's a camera there. That's what I'm anti.
So are you saying Jonathan Thurston did that, the kicking tee, because he knew a camera was on him?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, hang on. You're saying that any sort of gift in public like that is
I'm saying certainly... the strike rate of something being gifted increases when there's a camera up your backside.
And well, good for the kid that scores
that's
a pair
right.
of boots.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not what you're saying. I'm not... Canberra for me.
Get the noddy out again. Yes, we better move on, boys, by the way.
Warriors for me. I'm loath to do it, but...
Yeah, I'm okay. Warriors too.
Okay, Roosters South.
Roosters, please.
Well, we've still got 10 minutes. Roosters have something to play for here. Souths don't. And the start is 12.5. That doesn't seem right, does it? $1.25 South, Roosters $4. Here's a stat I found out. I have to check this out. South haven't beaten the Roosters three times in a row since the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going for three in a row here. I'm with you, Joel. I think South are going to be a little off here, and the Roosters, I think, will have something to prove. And they only lost to South. They were absolutely blown away by them, Sean, in round three, but they still only lost 26-16.
I don't think Damien Cook's going to play here, is he? Because it was named in the starting side, but this line was 11.5 pre-teams because I think people thought he was out, ticked up a touch. I think there's something going on. I missed training yesterday. So you've got that on your side. I'm a little bit worried. The toll may have just caught up with the Roosters. Now, I know they've been missing a lot of players for a long time, but we saw it at the back end of last year. They went out in straight sets, I think, didn't they? The season just got too long for them. That's my only concern around the backing the start in this one. I'd probably be more inclined to back them head-to-head at a big $4.
Yes.
As you said, South's got nothing to play for. I doubt they'll be going a million miles an hour. Roosters with it all to play for to scrape into that fourth spot. So that might be the angle.
Lachlan Lamb in the centres, by the way.
That doesn't bother me.
It worries me.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tipping Roosters, but as I said, I'd have a think about backing them at the start.
But by the way, just Lachlan Lamb in the centres, who's to say he doesn't start at halfback, 5'8", Walker goes back to the bench. Who would come onto the centres there?
Fletcher Baker. He's an edge player.
Yeah, I could easily see something like that happen. So that doesn't concern me at all. Shawnee, 25 unanswered points that the Panthers got by him. No Tottle, no Fisher-Harris. Four times the Bunnies have played Melbourne Panthers. Is it Red Penville?
No, it's not Red Penville, but the market last week was in love with them against the Panthers last week. Mm. I think it almost jumped exact toss of the coin. So there's a bit of love around for South, but our concern was they'd won 10 in a row against nothing. Yeah. Fair enough. Cleary turns up and has an absolute blinder. And with the amount of ball that they had in the first half, South could have been a lot more in front. A couple of fluky tries, you might say, for Penrith. So a little bit went their way, but their second half performance was unreal.
Can't wait for that week one of the finals. Mm.
The best week of the year, week one of the finals. Dragons, North Queensland, probably the less said about this game, the better. Dragons coming off a 6-game losing streak. Cowboys, I think, are the worst team in the comp right now. And yes,
I agree.
I think Canterbury could beat them at the moment. $1.65 to $2.25. Cowboys 10 in a row, and they're getting thumped most of those weeks. Oh, jeez. This is... if you're betting on this game... 3.5 the start.
Take a week, take a month.
Think the betting here surely would be same game multis with just a stack of try scores because this has 30-28 written all over it.
It's got flip of the coin written all over it. You have to pick the Cowboys,
yeah,
don't you?
I don't know who wins.
The last six games, the Dragons have averaged 35 points against.
Mm.
Tommy Dearden.
Oh, no.
You're getting your first victory this week, young fella. You know why? Because Hammer Time's going to go berserk out the back.
I like Hammer at fullback.
So I love Hammer at fullback.
Okay, I'm on the same page. North Queensland, because I think the Dragons have actually put up the white flag.
My best bet's in this game, but take a same game multi. The two fullbacks, Sloan, who hasn't missed out, three games, three tries, and the Hammer.
Okay, what about you, Sean?
Oh, just leading the way of the Dragons for some reason. I don't know why. This is during the day in Rockhampton. If these two teams play an under game, right?
Investigation.
An indictment on both of them.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back for the other four games.
We have to go! We can't get back to the present to fix the past and save the future! All good, mate! It's just... we're still having our ball day!
Hey! Ramo's anytime try scorer!
Yeah, got up! We just need the overs now!
Righto. Don't miss Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. Start your group, bet together, and share in the moment. Bet With Mates, new from Sportsbet.
All right, we wrap things up the last four games. Cronulla, Brisbane. This was the price, gentlemen, that stood out to me. Brisbane, well, it's come in $2.60. It's not quite my best bet. I think it's the bet of the week. I think it's a false economy what Cronulla did against the West Tigers. Not quite Roosters-like with injuries, but I'm loving what Brisbane have done the last couple of weeks. The line is what? About
five and a half.
Give me the Broncos all day. It is at Suncorp.
Yeah, I'm the same. And the last 5 weeks, if they haven't won the game, they've been knocking on the door the whole way. So yeah, they've been very, very competitive. For the Sharks, that was track perfect for them last week. Quick team. You know, Brayley at dummy half, young Metcalf into the side, the fullback Kennedy. It was a slick, slick surface day game. They won't get the same conditions here. Last time they met, Broncos won. So for me, I'll take the almost a try start, converted try.
It's a hard round, do you think? I agree. Only just learned the way the Broncos. Sharkies, this is a must win to keep the finals alive for them. And a wise punting scholar did once tell me that those that must generally do. So I think Sharkies will win, but I can't trust them enough to back a minus, I don't think.
Okay, they're still in the mix, obviously. Melbourne, Parramatta. Melbourne going for the record, 20 in a row. Parramatta don't look like they're in any position to break this streak. $9. Isn't that unbelievable? The team that is going to cruise into the finals is $9 to win a game. Blake Ferguson back. Hayes Dunster on the wing. No Mike Acevo. Let's be honest, they're not losing much because Micah has not given them much for the last 3 months. Joey Lussick again at the nine with Reid Marnie out. Melbourne have Harry Grant and Nicho Hynes on the bench. That's how good they are. The line is a whopping 22.5. I think that's the discussion, isn't it? Will they cover?
I still can't get out of my head Munster being quoted saying a loss would be good. And clearly he's not going to try and lose, but...
He also said yesterday that next week there's a chance they're going to rest. He said 10 or more.
Well, it happened last year. You've got to take that.
So they go with a bang here, make a statement.
Get the record. I read there's some chance that Para rest plays.
Well, they're going to have absolutely nothing to play for.
Mm.
And Mitch Moses has a crook back. That would
okay, well, if why wouldn't you rest players here? If you're Parramatta.
Just lay down, exactly.
Like, why would you go out there with your guns blazing, get lapped, and completely cripple you?
I thought, when I looked at this game last week, I thought I'd be on Parramatta for a few different reasons. I thought Storm might rest players here. It was going to be a big line, but now I can only be on Melbourne, and I think it's a real thumping, this one.
Yeah.
Go to the alternates.
By the way, the middle left, we've been saying this every week, the middle left of the Parramatta Eels conceding every week. So Hylam Lukey last week, the week before Olakau'atu, Felice Kafusi, throw him in your multis.
Okay, good observation. Perfect for Melbourne in that they can get the record this week, rest everyone and concede defeat next week. Now, they did this last year and I think won. But then go into the finals, the streak is done.
Yep.
They've had their loss that Cam Munster keeps talking about. and then they can get ready for Manly. Or
question on that game. So if they win this game, like we're all tipping, and I'll take the Melbourne Storm, by the way. I was thinking Parramatta, but you talked me out of it. They've got a checkmate on the minor premiership. Should we not just give them the shield? Where do you stand on that?
Again, another cajole cane chestnut. Yes, actually, we should. And it could be
done. So you actually agree.
I agree, but I would. It doesn't behoove me to bring it up. But sure, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you. Especially now we're all in Queensland. It's not hard to have the trophy there at Suncorp Stadium ready to go. Yeah, I agree with
you. They'll rest 10 people and it'll all be on the reserve in the photo.
Hang on.
That'd be good, won't it?
Technically, they haven't won the minor premiership because they could lose by 150 in the last round. Yeah. So technically, you can't do it. Manly Canterbury. We go to Redcliffe where the points, well, it's technically possible. Manly Canterbury. We couldn't even put the decimals on the Bulldogs price. $13, $1.03. This line, Sean, can we have a market on what the market will be? Because at 29.5, I think this will get to 33.5 by the time we get to kickoff. Trbojevic is back.
Well, there we go. It's already got a three.
We're into the 30s, everyone. 34.5 is the biggest I can remember. Cowboys against Melbourne. And Cowboys only lost by four.
Yep.
I think we can get very close to that. My best bet's going to come from this. 66-0 it was a few weeks ago. Canterbury, Lewis and Flanagan, the halves. Joe Stimson returns. Adam Elliott. Brandon Wakeham comes from the Clouds to play this year.
Just be careful with this game.
Yucky.
Be careful. If you're taking doubles and trebles for Turbo, factor in that he might only play half a game. Factor in that Daly Cherry Evans, if you like him in try scorer markets, he might only play part of the game. So I'd just be a little bit nervous with those.
Okay. All right. But are you going to take Canterbury plus 30.5?
Negative. Ghost Rider.
Sean Ormerod. No. I feel like I don't have to ask.
No, neither.
I'm on Garrick, top try scorer, boys, at a big, big price. He's four behind. Is he any chance?
Well, I'm Saab. I'm the same.
We're both the same?
On top try scorer.
Yeah. Are one of us any chance?
You've got the Fox could have a field day.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Fox won't play in week 25.
That's true.
Manly have to win in round 25. And they're playing North Queensland.
AJ could miss out. Wee.
Okay. All right. I hope one of us wins. I don't care who. Well, I do a little. Penrith West Tigers, last game. Now, Redcliffe, the doubleheader we had there a couple of weeks ago, not high-scoring games, not high-scoring teams, frankly. So just be a little bit careful. Penrith's giving up a lot of start here, $1.03 to $13. I think this is too many here, Sean. I'll let you go first. 28.5. Oh, yes.
Did you watch that? Go back and watch that second half.
Sean, here's the thing about Tigers. When they put in a pathetic game, they normally are at least a little more competitive the next game.
Nah.
So I think I can cover that line, and I think Penrith will queue in the racket after halftime.
No, I don't think so. I'll be with Penrith.
Is this their best available side, Penrith? There's no one missing, is there?
No. I was looking at that. Tottle's back. Fisher Harris is back.
So why won't they follow suit with Melbourne? Why don't they come out and just blast away and then do exactly what...
A few of them have had their little rest as well. Fisher Harris has had a rest. Ty's been out for a while. Cleary's missed some footy, so... They're not worried about just cruising through. No. They want to be airborne now. And for that West Tigers,
and they're playing for spots too.
It's fucking hopeless.
Playing for spots. Some
I
of
think
players.
The Tigers will turn up. They'll still lose by 20, but I think they'll cover.
Mm.
But Penrith. All right, that's it. Best bets after this.
I hope for the sake of your people. You come and surrender.
No! We seek merely postponement.
Ha! Your forces are weak, and you expect me to wait?
Fair point, mate. It's just, we're still alive in the quaddy over here.
You had that thing in the second leg?
Yeah, just threw it in last minute.
Fair play, Sir Shan of Black Book.
Get on board. Sportsbet's new. Bet with mates. Start your group, bet together, and share in the moment. Bet with mates. New from Sportsbet.
All right, the part of the show that we've made money on this year, so let's see if we can do it again. We've jinxed it. There's no way any of these are going to get up. But Joel Kane, you kick us off.
I love Sean's best bet coming up as well, so I could have easily had that. But in what world does this bloke not score? Hermiso Tabuai-Fadau at fullback, high-scoring affair. They're leaky, leaky, leaky at the moment, the Dragons. I just can't see a game in which he doesn't score in this. And
yeah, it's fat.
$2.30.
Well, yeah, as we speak, they're the odds. Yes. They can change, everyone. But
love that bet.
Sean Ormerod. We just got told, don't say the odds. We broke that rule within 12 seconds. Yeah. Sean Ormerod.
I'm going to the Manly Bulldogs game.
Love this.
This is Sunday afternoon. It's going to be probably a balmy 24 degrees or something. Manly are going to score, I think, at least 50. So you look for your try scorers there. Olakau'atu, I don't know how he doesn't score in this game.
Love that bet.
He cannot be stopped anywhere near the line. And I think he might be running at Joe Stimson now, who purple really does hide everything, doesn't it?
He's put him into the Ormerod 13. I almost want to have a double yours into yours.
Yeah, I've just
nicely
got the old long hand out.
Don't do the odds.
Five. Don't do the odds.
Did you not hear our producer?
No, he said for the later show.
Oh, okay, fine.
Why would he say don't say odds and then publish them on the screen?
Okay,
there?
Well, because you can change the graphics. 550, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Mine is also Manly Canterbury, tries galore, Asab and Garrick double. There you go. It's over $5.
Wouldn't that be nice for both of us?
And to your point, Tom Trbojevic might come off after 50 or 60 minutes, so that's why. Yeah. Because I looked at Garrick, Saab and Turbo to all score doubles, $14.
Ooh, okay.
And so there might be just a little nibble, a little bit of burly, but gamble responsibly. That's it. Nice to be back in the chair. Nice to be back. And
good to have you back.
Yeah. I don't know how a man gets more tanned as we through winter, but you've done it somehow. Well done. Well done.
Thank you,
everyone behind the scenes. And that's it.
Gamble responsibly, folks. Have a good week.
That's it. Goodbye.